No, I didn't. You did. You never accused him of anything exactly, but your tone was prosecutorial.
It was?
A little.
I didn't mean for it to be. I'll apologize to him later.
You don't have to apologize.
I do, if that's how I came off.
I'm just asking why. Is there anything you're not telling me?
Like what?
Whatever made you go after him that way?
I didn't go after him. Anyway, no, I was just upset about the knife and what Derek wrote on Facebook.
Because Jacobs had some behavioral... Jesus, Lori, come on, be serious. This is just some kids gossiping. If I could get my hands on Derek, that was incredibly stupid what he wrote. Honestly, sometimes I think that kid isn't all there.
Derek's not a bad kid. Will you still say that when Jacob gets a knock on the door one day?
Is that a real possibility?
No, of course not.
Do we have any responsibility here?
You mean, is it our fault somehow?
Fault? No. I mean, do we have to report it?
No, God, no. There's nothing to report. It's not a crime to have a knife. It's not a crime to be a stupid teenager either, thank God, or we'd have to throw half of them in the can.
Lori nodded neutrally. It's just, he's been accused, and now you know about it. And it's not like the cops aren't going to find it anyway. It's right there on Facebook.
It's not a credible accusation, Lori. There's no reason to bring the whole world down on Jake's head. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Is that what you really think, Andy?
Yes, of course. Don't you?
She searched my face.
Okay, so this isn't what's bothering you?
I already told you, nothing's bothering me.
Really?
Really.
What did you do with the knife?
I got rid of it.
Got rid of it where?
I threw it away, not here, in a dumpster somewhere.
You covered for him.
No, I just wanted that knife out of my house. And I don't want anyone using it to make Jacob look guilty when he's not, that's all.
How is that different from covering for him?
You can't cover for someone who didn't do anything wrong.
She gave me a searching look.
Okay, I'm going up to bed. You coming?
In a little while.
She got up, came over to plow her fingers through my hair and kiss my forehead.
Don't stay up too late, sweetheart. You won't be able to get up in the morning.
Lori, you didn't answer my question. I asked you what you think. Do you agree it's ridiculous to think Jacob did this?
I think it's very hard to imagine, yes.
But you can imagine it?
I don't know.
You mean you can't, Andy? You can't even imagine it?
No, I can't. This is our son we're talking about.
She pulled back from me visibly, cautiously.
I don't know. I guess I can't imagine it either. But then I think, when I woke up this morning, I could not have imagined that knife.